What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Hello, hello. We've got a fun episode for you today. I am in ministry school again. I'm in another program. I just am a lifelong learner, and I believe in constantly developing yourself and growing in wisdom and knowledge and understanding so that you can truly be an effective minister and that you can build disciples, right? So I'm in another program, and as part of this one, we found out midweek that we had to give a sermon on Saturday. And so I did a sermon, and I thought it'd be fun to bring it over here because it was actually really powerful. So we're going to go through my sermon together today, which will be pretty fun. But I did want to let you know, we launched a live version of 30 Days of Faith Walking. So if you want to get into that program but have a live experience, this is your window. We did it live one time last year, and so far, this is going to be the only time we do it live this year. So if you want to be in here live and get coaching every single week live, I would encourage you to get plugged into that. We've done something special. So the program, 30 Days of Faith Walking, was inspired by the Rule and Reign Faith Walker Manual. And I wrote that. You can get it on Amazon. It's also an audiobook. I wrote it so that folks could have a guide in any season to walk by faith. And what we've done in this program is we've made it devotional style. So there's a video every single day, and then there's an activation, an exercise, a reflection prompt of some kind for you to go through. So let's say that you only have 15, 20 minutes. We're going to make sure that you're still cultivating the measure of faith you've been given every single day. All right. And then what we do is we do a live call every single week to work out the content that you've been walking and working through every week, which is really fun. There's so many great questions, so many ahas, so many, we call them testimonies, that happen every single week in there. So I encourage you to get plugged in. We have created a bonus workbook that you will get entirely for free when you register. You just fill out some details and we will mail that to you. So you don't even have to get the Rule and Reign Faith Walker Manual. We will send you a bonus workbook, which is in addition to that manual. Plus, you'll get to join us live. So this is the time. Get plugged into that program. It is over at Courage Co. So www.courageco.org, or you can click the link in the bio to make sure that you get all the details. But I am looking forward to connecting with you guys in there. Our next call, we did a kickoff call on Tuesday, March 5th. Our next call is going to be on Thursday, the 14th at 7 p.m. Central Time. And these will be recorded as well. All right. So make sure to join us. I look forward to seeing you guys in there. And the other thing is, if you are new and you don't know what Courage Co is a community that is hosted on a private app. So we wanted to make sure that we were away from social media, away from distractions, and that you had a safe space to literally just invest in your spiritual growth and your personal development and to get encouraged and to get built up around other people that are aspiring to the same things. Because in this world, that is hard to come by. So we want to really have a safe space for that. So Courage Co is hosted on a private app. So you can join us by downloading the app and creating a unique username and profile. Or you can also join us from a desktop experience as well. It's entirely up to you. When I'm on the go, I like to use my phone, and then a lot of the times I'll just sit down and have the desktop experience. But inside Courage Co, we have life groups every single day of the week. We have prophetic prayer calls, and then we have different programs that we offer as well. So it's a great space and a safe space, a sacred space even, for you to really grow and develop, make new connections, get some spiritual running buddies on your journey. So I encourage you to get plugged in. Come join us. It's www.courageco.org. All right, y'all. Let's dive into this message. Are you ready? Can you guess what topic it is? Well, I guess if you read the title, then you know. We're going to talk today about releasing our faith. Releasing our faith. And if you want to do a study in your own time, I highly recommend going to Mark 5, 25 through 34. I'm going to read it for you guys on the podcast live, and I'm going to pull from the AMPC version. But I recommend you going back and reading that for yourself. When you are meditating on the word, it is like chewing it, mulling it over in your mind, breaking it down, digesting it to make sure you really get it and lock it into your heart, okay? And when you do that personally and it gets locked in there, it starts releasing power into your spirit that drives you into faith-led action. All right. So I encourage you to go back and read that scripture. Now, here is an important note. We cannot please God and experience the supernatural power of His faith without understanding how to release our faith. Let me break this down because I don't feel like this is often taught or highlighted, but His faith here is something that I really want to make sure that you hear. God gives us a measure of His faith. That's why we only need a mustard seed of it, because a mustard seed of God's faith is enough to move mountains. That is enough to do the impossible. But there's this tendency to think that if I just believed more, if I just had more faith, then I would get these supernatural outcomes. But faith is a gift from God. He actually gives each of us a measure of faith required for what He's called us to do, which looks different to all of us. And it is also not only a gift, it's a virtue, okay? So it's something that can be cultivated. Now, by faith, we understand the supernatural. So the supernatural is a different realm, okay? It's like living in 4D, not 3D. And it's supernatural. We can't understand this invisible supernatural realm without faith. We just cannot. So faith helps us understand the supernatural. It's also how we become empowered by the Spirit. And when we become empowered by the Spirit, this is often defined as being quickened in the Spirit. Something takes over. The Spirit takes over. We are moved. We get an unction. We get a prompting. And when we are empowered by the Spirit, we have this ability to confess and act on the word of God and to do exploits. And Daniel 11:32 is one of my all-time favorite life scriptures that I just build my life on. It says that they that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. I mean, that is exactly what we as faith walkers, what we as believers in Christ need to be doing and need to be modeling and having real demonstrations of in our life. This faith, as you can imagine, pleases God. However, there is a condition here. Without this faith, we limit God's ability in the earth. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in God's way. I don't want to be the one limiting a move of God. Like, God, get me out of the way in Jesus' name, right? I do not want to be in God's way. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So we are rewarded in diligently seeking God. That's not our motivation, but that is a promise. As we diligently seek the Lord, we will be rewarded as well. And when we effectively release this faith, this measure of faith that we've been given, what we do is we put a demand on God's ability and release His reality into our circumstances. So if we want to see our circumstances changed, transformed supernaturally, we have to be able to release God's ability into them. Otherwise, they're going to stay the same or even get worse. Okay? So here is Mark 5, 25 through 34. Again, I am pulling from the AMPC version. Here it is. "And Jesus went with him, and a great crowd kept following him and pressed him from all sides, so as almost to suffocate him. And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, and who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but instead grew worse." Check this out. Put a pin in this for a second. Here's a woman, clear health issue, okay? Suffering for 12 years. That's not like 12 days, 6 months, 12 years. Just picture the pandemic for a second. That felt probably like 12 years, and it was nowhere near that. 12 years of suffering, okay? Now, she wasn't just sitting, hoping for the best. She was actively seeking and burning all her resources in many physicians. When she wasn't getting better, she was only getting worse. Imagine in 12 years, where would you be at in that time frame? Talk about faith. She already has faith to keep showing up. Here's what happens next. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. For she kept saying, "If I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health." And immediately her flow of blood was dried up at the source, and suddenly she felt it in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. Come on, God. And Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciples kept saying to him, "You see this crowd pressing hard around you from all sides, and yet you ask who touched me?" They're like, "What is happening, Jesus? Like, look at all these humans. Everybody's touching you." Still, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you to health. Go into peace and be continually healed and freed from your distressing bodily disease." He's essentially saying here, don't go in your fear and trembling and terror. Go in peace and in freedom and live in this freedom. Now, what's really powerful here too is faith is broken down. Faith is trust and confidence in God. It's not in ourself or in our own ability. It's trust and confidence in God and in his power and in his ability. So, so key. Okay. So when it comes to releasing our faith, I'm going to give you 4 practical ways to do this. Okay. And if you've never thought about this, this is going to be fun for you. Number 1, faith requires understanding. Number 2, faith requires action. Number 3, faith requires confession. And number 4, faith requires contact or agreement. So let's go through each of these. Number 1, faith requires understanding. In Mark 5:25, she had heard the reports concerning Jesus. When you read that, you might think that she physically heard with her ears, but this is supernatural hearing, which is prophetic, right? In the prophetic, we can see and we can hear and we can sense and we can know things. If you didn't listen to the series on the prophetic, go back and give that a listen in this episode or in this podcast. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, okay? Here's what's happening here. We cannot release faith in something we don't understand. And there's a difference between knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Knowledge is to know the facts. Wisdom is to know the application of those facts, but understanding is the purpose, it's the why. So here she has an understanding that if she gets to Jesus, healing is possible for her. She's crazy enough to believe that just like he's been healing other people, healing is available to her too. Okay, and this is why we've got to be sharing testimonies of what's possible with God. How has God moved in your life? Do not keep your mouth shut on that. Make sure that you share it over and over and over because your testimony can be released as somebody else's testimony. In Proverbs 16:22, it says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly." Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." What is seen is not made out of what is visible. By faith, we understand how things are formed supernaturally, okay? So by faith here, she understood that healing was impossible in the natural, but possible through this man named Jesus, okay? All she had to do was get to Jesus. She was crazy enough to believe, and she understood that Jesus heals. I get it. I've seen that happen for other people, and I'm taking what's mine. I'm going to get to Jesus. Number two, faith requires action. So here's what she did. She came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. She went after Jesus, okay? So what we know here is that faith is released in action. If we don't put any action behind what we supernaturally understand, we will never see supernatural impact in our circumstances. And this makes sense. A lot of times we're just sitting, a lot of times we're just waiting for God to intervene, but he gave you power and authority. He's waiting for you to use it, all right? So when we have this unction, this prompting from the Spirit of a God, this is what we need to do. We need to obey that. When we are led to move according to the Spirit of God, when we are quickened, we must obey with corresponding actions. What is the Spirit of God inspiring you to do? Do that. Do what the Spirit of God is inspiring you to do. In James 2:20, it says, "You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless?" How many of us want evidence that it's real before we can see it, right? We want to see it before we'll move, but that's not how faith works. Luke 17:12 says, "As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourself to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed." Key phrase, as they went, they were cleansed. Faith happens in action. It requires action. Number three, faith requires confession. And this is where we hear a lot of preaching and teaching. If you just speak it, it'll happen. Not always true. As you can see, there's some other elements to this as well, but confession is really important. It says in Mark 5:25, back to this woman, she kept saying, "If I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health." What was she doing? She was renewing her soul, okay? Her mind, her will, and her emotions, because she had understanding by faith that healing was possible for her. She kept speaking it to her soul to get her soul into agreement. And this is key. What the Word of God says, we need to make sure that we're speaking, that we're moving, and that we are thinking in agreement with that. The main catalyst for releasing our faith is our mouth. This is how we start not just renewing our mind, but this is how we start refreshing our soul with what is true and washing ourselves in the water of the Word every day. The main catalyst for releasing our faith is our mouth. Our words are vital. We have to say it to see it. We must change our language. And what most of us do is we speak it good for 1 second, and then the minute we see some resistance or some turbulence, we start speaking death and cursing instead, and we cancel out our promise, okay? So here are some scriptures to back all this up. Psalm 119:1. "How blessed and favored by God are those whose way is blameless, those with personal integrity, the upright, who walk in the law of the land, who are guided by the precepts and the will of the Lord," the revealed will of the Lord. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." God is faithful. And God is faithful even when we're not. He's that good. So even when we're not tracking, he still is faithful. He is worthy of our trust. Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you that whoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed,' and 'Be thou cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith." Use that as a self-check. Do you want what you are saying? If you don't, let that be motivation to refine your language. And lastly, Romans 4:17, "As it is written, 'I have made you a father of many nations.' He is our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not." God calls things into being. We have that same power, but we have to use that power wisely. We don't want to call things into being that we don't want. We want to call things as we want them. And lastly, number four, faith requires contact. It says in Mark 5 again, "And Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?'" So there was contact here. And the principle of contact is important in the process of faith in the lives of most people. Why? Because most people need a touch from God. Most people need to see a miracle, a sign, and a wonder before they can believe. Just ask the disciples, right? So, releasing our faith sometimes requires a point of contact and agreement. We need to come into agreement with God to have what he says we can have. Matthew 18, 19 says, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." There's agreement, okay? So let me just do a recap here. Understanding principles of faith helps us to release it and experience God's ability and power in our lives. We've got to have that understanding. We risk limiting God when we don't exercise and release our faith. So just like any other gift, we come to God by faith, right? Our salvation is by faith. Everything that we receive from God is by faith. And we risk limiting God when we don't exercise and release our faith. We cannot please God and experience the supernatural power of faith without understanding how to release our faith. So hopefully here you've got an understanding of how to release your faith. And my question and challenge to you is this: how will you release your faith? What is it that you really need to see the power of God released in today? Is it your health? Is it your finances? Is it your family? Is it your career? Is it your business? Is it your ministry? What area of your life do you need to see the power of God released in today? My prayer is that God would activate this faith in you, and this faith would alter your conditions, change your circumstances, and present a radical testimony of what's possible with God. Can I get an amen? And I want to be a part of that journey. If you'll allow me to encourage you, I'm going to be live in the 30 Days of Faith Walking program. We are going to have a live call this Thursday night, the 14th, March 14th, 7 p.m. Central Time. You can join the challenge. You can go listen to our kickoff call. You can register now and get the free bonus workbook. This is a limited edition, but this is something that we created uniquely for this program. You can get the Rule and Reign Faith Walker manual as well. It's in audio version or the workbook, but I highly recommend you come and invest in developing and cultivating this measure of faith that you've been given. It can sit dormant, but you can experience the power of God in your life, and that can greatly impact not just you, but everyone connected to you. And what might that be worth to you? Such a small investment for truly the power to transform your life and those around you. So I encourage you to come, take your power back, activate your faith, really activate you, right? And start using God's power in your life, truly by his power and for his glory. So if you want to join us, you can click the link in the bio, the 30 Days of Faith Walking program. You can also go to www.courageco.org and join us. I had a couple of folks too. We've been doing the God's Vibes Hotline episodes. I hope you enjoy those. Those are totally free. So you can fill out the form in the show notes to join me live and get coached on the podcast. I did have a few people asking about how to work with me one-on-one. So if that is something that you want to do, if you would like me to be your personal coach one-on-one, I have a few spots opening up here for the next season. So all you got to do is email my team, info@juliannapage.com. Put coaching in the subject line, and we'll make sure to email you all of the details so you can find out if it is a fit to work together in this season. It would be my greatest honor to run alongside you and support you on your journey. But we do have a few spots open for those that are asking. Email info@juliannapage.com if you want to work together one-on-one. Otherwise, come connect with us in Courage Co. Join us for weekly small groups, prophetic prayer calls, these different programs that we're offering. The God's Vibes Mastermind is Holy Spirit Boot Camp. You can take yourself through a self-paced study in the Courage Coat Training Bundle if you'd like. You can join us in 30 Days of Faith Walking. And soon you can join us for the next round of the Life Coach Certification Program. So stay tuned. The best way to know about all these things is join us inside Courage Co., www.courageco.org. All right, everybody. I hope this message blessed you. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co. at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.